This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Like me, you might have assumed that polio was no longer much of a problem in the world, but sadly, that is not the case. Kids are still being paralysed by the disease, particularly in places like Nigeria, Afghanistan, India and Pakistan. Michael Sheldrick is the campaign manager for the End of Polio campaign for the Global Poverty Project. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks. It's really not that long ago, is it, that polio was probably one of the most feared diseases in the world. What is it and how does it affect the human body?
Well, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, polio is a debilitating disease. And I guess if we go back to Australia in the 50s and 60s, it swept through and terrified communities and paralysed thousands of children. And I guess that's what it, at its essence, that's what it does. It's a paralytic disease that left, at its peak, 350,000 children paralysed around the world.
Is that in a year or just in total?
In a year alone.
Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah. In fact, as recently as in 1988 that was.
And it's caused by a virus, is it?
Yeah, it's a viral disease, that's right, yeah.
So how does it spread?
Well, unfortunately, in many countries, it spreads through things like poor hygiene. It's a very highly contagious disease. It spreads through water, through fecal contamination. It's something, and of course, in an age of cheap and fast international travel, what can happen on one side of the world can quickly spread and travel to another side of the world.
Mm. How would a person normally find out that they have polio?
Well, I guess there's a number of symptoms. The first thing is often it can act very fast. Things like flabby limbs is a usual sign. But at the same time, often people don't show symptoms. And this is obviously, you can't compare this to the other disease that was eradicated in 1979, that of smallpox, when a rash was very visible if someone had it, something like polio. If you don't have a symptom, it's very hard, and this obviously makes it a lot harder to eradicate and for it to spread as well if it can't be noticed.
Yeah. Once you've been infected with it, is there any cure at all?
No. So there's no cure to polio, but fortunately there are vaccines that have been very successful over the years.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the history of the vaccine. When was it developed and how much of a difference did it make?
Yeah, well, I guess if you go back to 1954, I had one guy telling me that polio was, you know, next to perhaps the atomic bomb, one of the things they feared most as a young child. And in 1954, this guy, an American scientist called Jonas Salk, developed a vaccine, and overnight he became a hero in America, where he was from.
And yet I've never heard of him. That says something, doesn't it? I mean...
Well, I guess it goes for polio itself. Since then, I get asked all the time, hasn't polio been eradicated? You know, most people of, say, Generation Y never heard of polio. You know, it's something that was eradicated. I think the last case in Australia was in 1979. So it's something that, you know, it's confined to the most vulnerable, marginalised places in the world. But it is something to which it was this vaccine. And in the early 60s, another vaccine was created by another scientist, Dr. Sabin. And this is that oral polio vaccine. You know, you might be familiar as a child where you've had the drops. And this is really the vaccine through the efforts of Rotary International that has allowed us to reduce the number of cases of polio by 99% in the last 2.5 decades.
Wow, so it's an incredibly effective vaccine then.
Mm.
I remember having a spoon of something that was really sweet as a child. Is that polio?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It was like a sweet, sugary spoon. I think I was about 5 when I had it, which would have been about 1979 or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. And you get the... Usually you have a couple of drops, you know, maybe 1 or 2 dosage.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's right. And it's something as well, which I guess when you compare it to other vaccines, you know, particularly things which require syringes, you know, the oral polio vaccine is really very easy to administer. And that's the thing with polio. It's a very easy disease compared to others to eradicate when you actually think about it.
Yeah, so given that the vaccines are so effective, why haven't we wiped it out yet?
Well, I guess there's a number of reasons. There's obviously this global effort that was launched in 1988. spearheaded by Rotary International for a polio-free world. And in that time, as I said, we've made dramatic success, but we are down to this 1%, which is approximately just over 1,000 cases a year. And at the moment, one of the biggest challenges is actually the funding gap. The Global Polio Eradication Initiative, which is kind of the body leading eradication efforts, has this funding gap, which is constraining its work, and it's currently estimated to be $590 million. And I guess that's why we at Global Poverty Project has launched this campaign in support of Rotary and others to call on the Australian government to contribute to this effort and help close that funding gap.
So if you had that money, would you say that total eradication of polio would be possible within our lifetime?
Yeah, well, there was a report of extremely competent and high-profile medical scientists a couple of months ago. It's called the International Monitoring Board, which is the board, if you like, which oversights eradication efforts. And these guys published a report, and it said if we close the funding gap and with renewed political commitment, they said that the eradication of polio is still possible in the near future. And when I say near future, we're talking between 18 months to 2 years.
18 months to 2 years?
Yeah.
That's incredible, yeah.
We closed the funding gap and there's renewed political commitment. They said it's very possible in the near future. Mm. But that's not to say there aren't challenges.
Yeah, and once you've sort of, I guess, wiped it out, like say in Australia, we no longer have polio, does that mean you no longer have to keep vaccinating people anymore, that you can just, there's just that herd immunity and that's the end of it?
Well, ultimately, that's the case. I mean, there will be a time kind of post transmission of the disease where, you know, you obviously have to monitor and routine immunization efforts will take place after that. Mm. But eventually that's correct. This is something that we won't have to immunize. No child ever again in the world will have to go through this. And indeed the economic benefits of this are estimated in the next 40 to 50 years to be around $40 to $50 billion US.
Mm. You don't think of it in those terms normally, do you?
No, you don't. It's one of those things to which when people say, oh, polio, there's only a handful of cases left. And it's like, well, yes, that's true, but we really have to remember that this is a debilitating disease that spreads really fast. It's something that is easy to eradicate, and it's something that if we do, the payoffs for doing so are great. And I guess, you know, if we eradicate it, it would just be the second disease in human history to be eradicated. And to me, that will revitalize public faith in other global health initiatives.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So smallpox is the one that we've actually wiped out already, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that's the only other human disease, that's correct.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing achievement. All right, well, thank you so much, Michael, for telling us a little bit more about it. Is there a website or something people can go to if they want to find out more info?
There is. As I mentioned, we have launched this campaign calling on the Australian government to contribute to eradication efforts. And if people are interested in showing their support or finding out more, they can join the campaign at www.theendofpolio.com.
Theendofpolio.com. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Michael.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, all the best with that. That's Michael Sheldrick. He's the campaign manager for the End of Polio campaign for the Global Poverty Project. And that website is theendofpolio.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.